This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
That was special, and something I'll cherish forever, and very happy I didn't get teary-eyed, so it was really cool, especially to walk in and see all the employees with captain's hats on. That made me happy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, great night out at Chase for the home team. Warriors win 120-117. Klay Thompson makes his return.
Yeah.
And the Warriors win the game. What more do you want?
It was epic. Yeah.
Here's where I'm going to start here. 415. Klay mentally more than physically wouldn't fit in this 12-man rotation because he'd be sitting on the bench after going 0-for-5. Okay, I don't really want to get into that. But right. If you look at the big three, Steph is still as close. If you take the three big guys, Curry, Klay, and Draymond.
Okay.
Curry's still the closest player to...
It's prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Draymond's fallen off a little bit, but
he's back with a vengeance.
What he brings is something you need. Like, this is what I mean. Like, if Klay Thompson were on this team right now, is he better than Buddy Hield? I mean, you might say, well, yeah, he's better than, okay, but is he better than Buddy Hield and D'Anthony Melton? Like, if you're good, he wouldn't have fit on this team because you would have felt like you had to owe him the minutes that he deserved from his championship days, but that's not how you're coaching the rest of the team. I just don't think it would have worked.
That's well said.
And man. So now you have, you can pull guys off the floor if you don't think they're producing. And
yeah, that's probably one of them's not going to be here.
Yeah, one of them's not going to be Klay Thompson.
No doubt. And to Klay's credit, Steiny, we saw a reduced role or him go to the bench for however they spun it. He did it. And, obviously he didn't like it, but he accepted it and he flourished in it. But you mentioned the 415. I got someone here, Steiny, coming at me saying, Guru, you have zero facts in regard to saying Curry didn't want Klay to leave. And you're right, but it's just a feeling I have. So how dare somebody come at me saying, well, do you have the facts? And the chef that I know, I'm sure, wanted to ride out with Klay.
I don't know. Okay, right. I wouldn't make that assumption.
Right, but you can't put me in Santa Rita jail for that assessment. You know what I mean? It was just an opinion and how I felt. And from what I know, Evan of Steph Curry, I think he wanted to ride to the end with the Splash Brother. Not saying he wouldn't say, oh, boy, some days – Klay's sucking the air out of the room because his role's changed or he's fighting, the ghost of what he was. That's all.
You know what? What the hell? I'll agree with the 415.
Oh, good. You probably wrote it. You probably said it.
Well, I mean, Klay did ask Curry not to go to bat for him. I feel like that insinuates that Curry was going to go to bat for him.
No doubt about it.
Out of obligation.
Steiny, stop.
But you also, I'm trying to prevent it. All right. Is Klay better than Buddy Hield? I don't know, but he's not as bought in as Buddy Hield would be.
There you go.
Yeah. No.
Exactly.
What did Kirk Lacob tell us? Buddy used to study Klay and Steph. Like, I believe that. That's real, and that's why he's flourishing. He was yearning to play in a system like this.
See, here's why I'm gonna
take that.
Here's why I'm on the 415. See, I always think that Steph Curry, you think he's smart?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yeah.
He is smart. And you know what he knew deep down? They had to get rid of Klay. They had to the team to move forward,
right?
I think.
But his actions didn't kind of help. So now here we go.
But what I'm saying is when Klay said, hey, Steph, you know what? I'm out. Steph wasn't like, oh, no. I'll see what he was probably like, yeah, you know what? If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do.
Or he could have did what I would have done for you or Evan.
And cost and then their friendship would be over because that's what our friendship would be over.
You dad, yeah,
your defiance about friendship is just boy, it's like a slap in the face.
See, but you're missing the ingredient of deep down, I know you don't want to leave.
Yes, I do. Yet he did want to leave. Why can't we acknowledge that he wanted to leave? Of course he wanted to leave. He left.
I see both sides.
Yeah, no, don't say that. let's go to Oh, Grandpa Daddy.
Our man.
Grandpa Daddy, what's going on?
What's up, baby? Hey. How you guys doing, man?
9-2.
Man, for one thing, you two touch my heart because you're two opposite two opposite ends of the spectrum, but yet you love each other and you get along.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get much better than that.
Yeah, you can,
my man.
I wish we could do that in politics, but let's not go there.
Well, anyway.
Hey, last night I watched that game, and I'm going to tell you, look, I'm glad they gave him his ovation coming back, but I'm going to tell you, the Warriors look better in what they're doing now, man.
Yeah.
God is my witness. I'm loving. Kerr has rejuvenated himself, and he's seeing that this is going to work. And at any given night, he can swap out anybody, whoever's making the move, whoever's got the best game, and no one's going to get butthurt over
exactly.
it. That's the thing, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they got going, man. And they're going to make a run at this, man. You watch. Don't get it twisted. Bro, look what they just did. I'm with you on this. Watch it.
All right.
Bang, bang, Warrior gang.
Okay.
Nah, I don't know if you can use that. Right. Strength in numbers, though, Stoney. It's back, Jack. How about that?
Well, I guess.
I believe. That ain't taking off like I thought.
No. Nor should it.
Because we
all know that you'll probably not believe after their first loss. If they lose
about
Friday.
About 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Where's the one? So,
we'll see.
I'm going to pull an audible right here.
Omaha.
The boss isn't Shanahan then.
That's early six.
First of all.
And Lenore got paid.
By the way, I was thinking about this about Purdy. What self-respecting quarterback would allow himself to be coached not to audible? Like, could you imagine the Hegan saying, "Hey, Steiny, no audibles"? I'd be like, "Night, night."
But what if?
Bye, 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 bye.
But what if he made your dream come true? He drafted you. You were Mr. Irrelevant. You got to pay respect.
That's the part I can't.
It's almost like I own you.
That's the part I can't adjust to because I was not a 7th round pick.
Well, you didn't make the league.
A 1st round pick compared to.
Did you watch a single play from college before you drafted me? That'd be the question.
Ross Tucker did.
What? Can you explain to me what this is?
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Apparently, it happened last week. I have no clue, but it's on my board.
What is going on?
Please tell me what this is.
They can't feel whether someone's got the right stuff and they've got the rod in them to be able to take us into battle. But Lynch has
gotta
this.
Have that
Doesn't
rod.
Anyone no. else see this?
Tony, marry me.
Thank you.
I snore. Marry me, Tony.
Oh, that's a walk-off.
She
that's Tony.
No.
She didn't know what to say, Goo.
Wow, you had Tony speechless, Goo. That's impressive.
Oh, Stoney, where did you get that from?
It's on the board.
It was Spadoni and I filling in for you and Evan, and Tony called, and I wanted to make she was just on fire, but I think I scared her off when I said it was a radio version of Marry Me. And she was speechless.
Now I understand why Shanahan doesn't let his quarterback audible.
Oh, my.
Look, I have more experience than Brock Purdy.
I'm getting rid of that cut.
Dude.
Go ahead.
Marry me.
Yeah, I was... She talked about the... Stein and Guru, really hard to say with confidence that the Dubs can stay healthy. You know, I was just thinking about this. You know how you always say, well, you got to stay healthy. The Warriors got to stay healthy. No, they don't. Steph and Draymond have to stay healthy.
Wow.
Steph and Draymond have to stay healthy.
Everything.
The other guys are just interchangeable.
Man.
Just run up and down that lineup and just pop guys
this,
in there.
This is crazy to see where it's going. Really, it is, man.
Yeah.
Because everything's still on the bingo card. And
what
is
that like? What does that mean? Everything's
and again,
still
I keep
on
going
the bingo
back to Kirk
card.
Lakeup, the great Kirk Lakeup, who spent time with us yesterday on the show. It was apparent that, you know, he put the rat on the table. Like, it's bigger, maybe to the record within, you know, the parameters of the head honchos, that if they have a chance to change and maybe condense this rotation or trade in the 11-man rotation for a big dog to put next to Steph, that it's bigger than the record, Steiny. They like what they're seeing, but right now, again, I compare this to 2022 in regard to it's early. You don't need a Giannis. You got some guys left over that know and did it with basically strength and numbers. So that there would be my, you know, that's where I would look at to see, man, this thing might get us all the way through.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you're saying this. I wouldn't rule anything out. I wouldn't rule anything in.
I'm with you.
What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Handoff to Minga, trying to get downhill. Crossover dribble, down the lane, to the rack. It was blocked by the rim, saved by the Mavs, and now it's going to be Klay Thompson in transition, and he hits a three from the right hash mark.
Seen a few of those.
Yep. 28-25. Klay has cut the Warrior lead in half with 77 seconds to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call last night on 95.7 The Game. Klay Thompson makes his return. Warriors win the game. Win-win in a lot of people's eyes. We may have an issue, though, and listen, the one thing that, you know, I've always been able to talk about Steph Curry objectively. That's one of the things I always try to do.
I know everything.
And I know you do, Steph. Can I just a constructive bit of caution, that's all.
To the chef?
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Let's be careful about the premature night-night.
What? Oh, both of us.
He was asked about it. He hit a shot, put him up four with 28 seconds. He did the night-night. Boom. They hit a three on the other end, and now I got a ball game again. Steph, you got to be careful with that, right?
I almost pulled a Siwoo Kim for all those the references from the President's Cup. Hit the night out on hole 16. No, but thankfully, we were able to finish it. I got a three shot in my face by Grimes the next possession. I had to go make those two free throws. Wiggs got a great stop, so... I think it was. So, a little premature, but thankfully I'm still undefeated on the night-night.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Steph, you're fine.
You're fine.
Just, you know, just make a note of it. That's all. Just make a note
He's
of it.
He's one whistle away from letting Dallas tie the game. He made some contact. I was just, Steph, I love you, baby, but boy, I couldn't believe it.
Let's go out to Pleasanton and talk to Dr. Rhonda.
Well, hey.
Dr. Rhonda. Hey, Doc.
Hey, it's been a long time.
It's
been a long time since I called you fellas. I've been listening to you guys. They have a great show.
Thank you.
Real quick, some quick comments. First of all, they did a great job honoring Klay. I got emotional. It's just great, great, great. And the team overall this year, it looks great. And our team has always been strengthened in numbers. Am I right?
Yeah.
I have a new S for you. You guys ready?
Rhonda.
I know. You know me. The 11th man rotation is going to work because of this. The other S is selflessness. Selflessness is the key to any relationship. I'm a minister, so I have to just say that. Throw that in there. So here's the key. They're all playing a little bit. They're going to save their bodies physically. And you see the defense? The defense is always fresh because they're playing a lot of players.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to set a new trend. Everyone's going to try to get a stronger bench. So they can start doing defense like the Warriors have done this year. And Guru, I got to tell you one more thing.
Okay.
Kuminga is just the bomb.com. They just don't know it. I'm telling you, He is. I told you a thing once before. He's going to be the top 20th player in the world by the time he ends his career. I don't have any doubt. Write it down today. I told you. Thank you for taking my call, fellas.
No doubt. Ordained minister, Stani.
Is she a doctor or a minister?
Both.
Well, come on. Hey. Can you really be both?
He could, hey.
I mean, I can't even do one thing.
She said, well, we know. What's the guy in Ohio you went to twice?
Nick. Nick in Ohio. By the way, where are you, Nick?
Oh, Stani, that was great.
Let's play a little more sound.
Yeah, it's so much of it.
How about Steph Curry reflect? Just Steph on a special night last night. Nobody can deny that.
It's my guy. It's my friend. Road dog for 13 years, so there's a lot of history. You're going to have a lot of back and forth. Some of it was competitive. Some of it was fun. Thankfully, we were all able to focus on the game and just hoop and compete. It was an unreal night for sure, all the way around, from the emotions of the pregame of him, you know, being acknowledged, and the crowd during two-line layups going crazy for him, the video tribute, and I'm so surprised they ran a post-up for him on the first play. I blacked out on that one. I wasn't going to let him score, and I fouled him. But it was a pretty special night all the way around. Obviously, we won. It was a great, great finish, but well done all the way around.
Man, Steph Curry,
no doubt. Don't tell me he didn't want his partner crying back.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
He played again. His road dog, 13 years, Donnie.
I don't know why you're harping on this.
Because
why do you want to find something negative about last night? It was a great night all the way around.
That's a positive. What's the negative?
The negative is you putting a scenario out there that Steph wanted Clay back, but the organization bucked him.
Oh, no.
That's what it sounds
that's
like.
That's the Skip Bayless stuff.
Well, he's not working anymore.
Right. He was on All the Smoke with your boy, Matt Barnes, and Stag Jack. No, I'll say this. No, I'm just, everything could have worked out, I believe Steph would have still wanted to ride and play basketball and try to win chips with Clay. That's all.
Yeah, and I think.
You don't got to take it to the.
I feel like taking it to the.
Well, all right, there you go.
Yeah.
So those are your words, not mine.
The bottom line is, here's what the Golden State Warriors decided. Mike Dunleavy. We've got to not bring Clay back because we can be better by letting him walk and refilling his spot with guys who fit better on this team. And when that was explained to Steph, he said, I'm on board. Mm. Yeah, he didn't want him back. I thought Steph was all about winning.
He is.
Oh, well, then he knew Clay couldn't come back. He knew it.
I ain't taking the bait.
No, I'll take it.
Not hungry.
Randy and Randy's in San Lorenzo. Hey, Randy, what's going on?
Not much. Firstly, I just want you and Goo to know how blessed the two of you are to be working with each other. I mean. Mm. You two are the best tandem on the station, okay? So,
only three shows.
So what I want to say is, I forget his name, but Portland's ex-coach.
Terry Stotts.
He's such a great addition to this team. The guy's an offensive guru, okay? And with him being on the staff, I believe that what the Warriors have can be sustainable, all right?
Yeah.
And I also think that, Clay, you know, he had a good game last night, but I still think that Dallas is going to make some changes with their starting lineup, and Clay, again, I believe, is going to be relegated to the bench.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, thank you, Randy. Oh, wow. Thanks for calling in.
That made my day.
Creme de la creme.
Which part?
About us. Wish you would recognize it.
Goo.
Right, that was wow.
You know, the worst show on 95.7 The Game is still the third best show. We only have three shows.
But that's the difference in you and I.
What do you mean?
That guy called, that was from the heart. Right. It meant something, but you got to knock it down like with a nice pick. Like, see, y'all, there's only three to choose from. We're all great.
Well, this is this
he
is,
loved us. That was just love.
Right, but this is where I'm misunderstood.
I got a big ass.
That's a fact. But this is where I'm completely misunderstood, Goo.
Yeah.
And my first thought when Randy was talking like that, it isn't, oh, I feel good about myself. It's a great teammate sticks up for the other two shows. That's just his opinion, yeah. Randy's.
But I believe Randy likes the other shows.
We have,
because I love
we have three. We have a big three.
Yeah.
And so
we got a big
when people say, hey, Steiny and Goo, I like to say, you know, we got a whole team here of guys who play the right way and perform.
Well,
so it comes out of a place of, like the minister said, selflessness.
Yeah, but then when I hear Willard and Gibbs in that new open where they try to rub the morning roast and our faces in it, when they have the smartest show.
Who said that? They got
a caller that says that, and they play into it. Then I feel like when they set tripping. Like, I don't like that.
So you're saying you guys are Buddy Hield?
Yeah, that's basically.
What? Whoa. I'll take that right
now. Yeah. I'll take the
shoot,
call.
47%. Well, probably 44.
He was at 51.
He was too afraid last night.
I can't wait. This is so exciting.
Now it's exciting.
The Warriors are relevant again.
That's what Steph said.
There were no playoffs last year.
Steph said it.
Just
fits
think about
embraced
it. We
it.
Thought it might be over.
We'll see.
Is he going to be in another jersey? This is my dojo. That was so. That was the gladiator of the early NBA season. That game last night. There was so much machismo.
I didn't.
Second one's coming out in 10 days.
Denzel
Russell Crowe again.
No, Denzel.
He's retiring from acting, by the way.
He Russell said that Crowe? Was premature.
Denzel.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's great, too.
No one cares about Russell Crowe.
No.
He's a great one, though.
Why do I think Stephen Alameda's got something up his sleeve here? Stephen Alameda, do you have something up your sleeve?
You got a little cop to you.
Steve, be honest. Nope. You have something up your sleeve.
Nothing up my sleeve. Just want to know how you think Green played last night.
Yeah, you have something up your sleeve,
Green,
don't you?
Green was phenomenal.
Yeah, he's good. He's all right.
I'm the president of the Green Club this year after that preseason game I went to against the Kings. He's been incredible, man.
It's always fun game.
He's been pretty good.
What's up, Steve?
That's right.
Yep.
He's great. Thank you.
Hey.
In and out.
I told you he had something up his sleeve.
Animal style. Number two.
Hey, Steve. Foster gave him that call.
Dude, I just
tell you what, I'm coming down your road.
I just, and you know, this
strength
from
in numbers,
but listen,
Scott
man.
Foster.
I just tired of the backgammon crap that has to go on in sports to where you gotta
backgammon.
Oh, like J Kidd's 2 of 8 on challenges this year. It shouldn't be about that. We got the technology. Just get the play. Get it right. Nobody should ever be broke in regard to challenges. And that's why Dallas didn't get the luxury of having that reviewed. I didn't think Draymond got there, but his dub's on mine all day. But Steiny, I got to tell you, I drove home thinking, what if they would have got it right or they reviewed it? Curry fouled the guy.
But, okay, I'll be honest.
He fouled him.
Curry may have gotten fouled on a three that was really, really deep.
All right.
And didn't get that call. So it all evens out, except when Draymond's got his left foot right in the middle of the semicircle.
And that was going to be an and one, man.
I mean,
we had to make the free throw.
I think in fairness, I'm not sure if the rules apply on a play like that.
Well, I think I know why Scott Foster's been better towards the Warriors this year.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah,
I know why. He ain't here.
Chris Paul.
Oh. Remember, they were like, they hated each other.
Game within a game from Evan.
Yep.
Let's go to Chucky in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Chucky, what's going on? What'd you take from last night, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I always enjoy you guys' show. I listen to you every day, man.
Thank you.
I just had to call in. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I have two things. First, I just want to say, Steiny, man, quit being modest, man. You guys have a great show, man. When somebody want to give you guys love, man,
that's all of
it's true. Because I listen to all you guys. I listen to all your teammates, man. And every team, they can have callers that give them the same type of love when you guys, when people call to get you love. I hear it all the time, bro. I just want to say, man, first of all, I pick up on people's behaviors, man, real good. Hey, mm-hmm. And it just tickles me every time Guru think he's saying something profound that he got an accent and with a sniffle.
And Evan's laughing. But Evan's laughing. Oh,
that's
man.
True.
He killed me with that one. Yeah, but last night, man, I it was a real good game. What got me was when Clay did he hit that three and he did that shimmy.
Yeah,
that let me know that thing is real personal.
Ooh.
And also, I wanted to say that when before the game started, when Clay was getting that celebration, it's a trip TNT went to the Dallas bench. And it was like, I guess it was rookies or stuff that was on the bench. And I guess they were talking amongst themselves, asked wondering why he getting all these props. Because you heard one of the guys tell the other guy, man, he got four titles.
Yeah.
And that just tripped me out, man, how they were tripping on all that praise.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to give two shout-outs. If I may, man, to two guys that don't even have a unicorn. One of them is Mike Dunleavy, for the vision that he saw, man. For the vision that he saw, because when you make picks, man, you just don't pick just to be picking. You pick it for a reason. And so for him to have a vision and to know that the teammates that Dre and Steph have now, that it was going to work. And I get it when people say, man, I don't like to agree with Sonny, but I got to say I agree with Sonny. I'm a big chemistry guy myself, Sonny, man. And the guys that Dunleavy had it on, you know, it's the chemistry. You get wins just on people being on the same page.
Great.
You know, and just having each other's back, which you speak on, man. I agree with that. And I also want to say about Stackhouse, man. I remember when he came out of North Carolina. I remember when he came to the league, he was a hell of a player. And how he got he instilled defense on his team. And, man, we needed that. And Draymond picked up on it. It seemed like the whole squad is carrying them. They brought in what Stackhouse been preaching as far as the defense. And I just want to thank you guys, man, for you guys just make my day every day when I'm in the
right
show,
on, Chucky.
Thanks, Chucky.
That's love.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Stackhouse, the Mike D., I mean, it's early for everybody and everything, right, Steiny? But still, I'm sorry. You tell me somebody or walk somebody through here that's been playing as much as Draymond Green and been playing as good defense as he has, man. That block on Gafford. And then the splat, Gafford hit the ground, and it sounded like just something falling out the sky, and then Draymond's just, oh, my gosh, towering over him like I did that. And it was a big part of the game.
Maybe last year he gets a taunting.
It's the NBA, though, Steiny.
Yeah, I hear you. You can't taunt.
But I get you. It's big boy league. Last night was all about brotherhood and competition at its finest.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors 120, Mavericks 117. Steph Curry, final 12 points of the game. And the Warriors were down 6 with 3:29 left, and they managed to come back and win that game.
I do have a question for you, though, seriously, to pick your brain, basketball connoisseur.
Yeah.
So Ron Adams has been the Jedi and the architect, I believe, of the Warriors' defensive principles since he's been here. I do wonder, Steiny, and I'm asking because I've heard Warrior fans last year call, oh, this Warrior team misses Mike Brown. It misses Mike Brown. And, you know, I didn't disagree with that, but can you walk us through quickly? I don't even quickly. We got it 4 hours. But what's Stackhouse's job? Like a defensive coordinator in football, I understand. It's all on him. What can a guy like Stackhouse emphasize or even bring when Ron Adams is still with the team?
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's another voice. Ron Adams has been on this team, on the coaching staff for what, 10, 12 years? And the one thing the Warriors have always done is they've switched up their assistant coaches throughout the years because their assistant coaches have gotten other jobs. And so they have to have new faces in there. And
another voice might be the answer, though, man.
It probably is if I gave that answer.
But Stack was known, like the boss said, Stack was a scorer. You know, he wasn't no scrub defensively.
No, but he was competitive. Stackhouse was a very competitive player.
And that's what the Warriors are. from 1 to 14, Stoney, competitive. What about TJD taking that hard speed? Wasn't a dirty foul, but nothing was taken for granted. Even layups, guys were being, they were contesting it, man. I loved everything about last night.
Jose is in Oakland.
The town.
Jose, what's going on, man? What do you got for us?
Hey, what's up, my guys?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing great.
9-2, baby.
Yes, sir. Man, last night was phenomenal. Man, last night we had to make a statement. There's no way in hell we could have lost that game, man. But I just had a quick question. By any chance, you guys remember when Curry hit that dagger on the fourth quarter and he ran to the camera?
Yeah.
What he was saying, man, because I seen online there was people saying that he said, you miss it here. You miss it here.
Oh, or, no.
You should have stayed here. And, man, if he sat there, man, and, you know, like, that's kind of – Clay was picking at Curry the whole night, man, doing the shimmy, and he knows better not to do that, man. But, yeah, last night was great, man. You know, the Warriors are rolling, and I think it's going to be a great season, man.
No doubt.
Thanks,
and,
Jose.
Yeah, Jose, you know, I'm pretty good at lip reading, Stoney. I'm married. He said, this is my – and you fill in the blank. Number two. This is my, and it was perfect.
My house, like after the expletive?
No, he let the.
So the expletive was the house.
Exactly. Okay. Right. You know what I'm saying? And Clay probably loved it because he probably would have did the same had he got the dub. But yeah, Curry was, and then staring into the mean mugging into the camera like Mac Dre.
Who's he?
Oh man. A legend rapper passed.
Well,
Mac Dre, yeah, one of the greats to ever do it.
Why would you?
And he had this thing called Thiz Face, and they got a portrait of Curry with the mean mugging. And so in one of these buildings here.
Yeah.
Mac Dre, Stoney.
Okay.
Your daughters know who he is.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Here we go, right here. Look.
Oh, that. That song?
Right.
Wait, that's Mac Dre? The wah, wah. I didn't know that.
It's a classic. Mac Dre.
Where's he from?
Come on, Stoney.
Sometimes you got to play along with a gag.
He's from the Crest Side.
Help me.
If you can guess it.
The Crest Side?
Yeah.
The Crest is a toothpaste.
But you know, see if you know the Bay Area.
The Crest.
Yeah. Mac Mall.
Vallejo? Why do they call it the Crest?
Oh,
I've never heard that. Are you sure you're allowed to say it?
Yeah, it's Crest Side. Well, but he's a legend, Stoney.
No, I know that. But what? All right, of course I know who he is.
Yeah, he would never.
What is the Crest Side?
That's
a part of Vallejo.
It's like Union City, Newark, and Fremont.
Okay.
They call it, you know, they got the nickname Tri-Valley.
Are you a history buff?
I thought the Tri-Valley was like Livermore, Pleasanton, and like Danville.
No. Union City, Fremont, and Newark got, yeah, Tri-Valley.
888-957-9570. What's Crest Side mean?
But I feel like you know who Mac Dre is.
I do know who Mac Dre is.
He's from E-40's hometown, Stoney. Vallejo. Valley Joe. You got it
right.
Well,
I thought you just said he was from Crest Side.
But that's what they call, like, Vallejo.
What else?
Sassoon. All those, you know, all those, that area.
All right. Somebody from out there.
The Crest Side, Stoney. Damn. We are not the hippest show. That's what we're not.
Well, and I
need help.
You can, you.
Now you're making me second guess the Crest Side.
We'll get Filmo Mike in here on the other side.
He's from the city.
Yeah, but he'll know. Filmo will know. I guarantee you. All right. 888-957-9570. A lot of fun last night at Chase Center. Warriors win 120-117. By the way, we buried some Luka Doncic. Zero points in the fourth
but
quarter.
But he was making some buckets. He
Not in the
30.
Fourth quarter.
No, that,
do, that. Do you think a bucket in the fourth quarter is worth the same as a bucket
no,
in the first?
No,
a
goose egg.
Yeah, so the chips were down.
Yeah, and he's probably because he was out of shape. No, but I'm giving Kuminga, I'm giving Wiggins credit, but I mean, that dude, Stoney.
What? Yeah, he can get a shot off.
He's not in shape, and he's one of the best. I got an argument with Silk Basie last night.
One of the best what?
Scores ever. Yeah.
He's one of the best scorers.
It was Bird versus Luka. And I said, package-wise, offensive, and then Silvestri.
Bird was
trying to act like you, Stein. Bird
has
to the
a
show.
Much better package than Luka Doncic.
But he said Bird had to go up against real defense when they can do all the gangster
stuff. We got to go.
Press side.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number, but you know that already. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Black Mets!
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.